Homer and Hall of Famer Tony Smith. Marquette basketball from Wintrust, Wisconsin Bank. Marquette defeats Providence 82-50, almost identical to the win back December the 31st in Providence. Marquette won 78-50. And we got the information, 41 three-point shots is a record in terms of attempts.
Yes.
But 17 made is not a record because they made 18. All right, let's talk to head coach, Marquette head coach Shaka Smart. Coach, congratulations. And I got to have you explain, in the first half, 26 of your 30 shots were threes. On 13 baskets, you had 11 assists. Tell us.
Well, it's a function of the way that Providence was defending. They took their big kid, Oswin 55, who's a really good defensive player, good shot blocker, and he didn't really leave the basket. So we were able to, you know, move the ball well. I thought our guys attacked well, but, you know, the wide-open shots we were getting were three-point shots, and that's fine, you know, when you shoot 46% like we did in the first half. You know, the scoreboard moves pretty fast when you make that many threes, and maybe the basketball gods were giving us a little bit of love after the other night in Philadelphia. But you know, I told our guys, you know, you get layups and shots at the basket. You know, when people play that way through offensive rebounding, through cutting, and through transition. And I thought in the second half, you know, we were able to create a lot more opportunities around the basket. And still shot 15 threes in the second half.
Yeah. And, Coach, we talked a little bit about the bench, another good contribution from the bench today, but something else that was much needed was a Ben Gold sighting, and we had that tonight. He was very good tonight.
Yeah, I'm happy for Ben. You know, he was terrific the way he attacked, shot the ball well, which is always good. You know, that layup he made in transition was a high, high degree of difficulty, but he also defensive rebounded. I thought our team did a really nice job defending the ball, putting our chest on the driver, and then, as we say, going home to shooters so that they had to make a tough shot. We were able to make them miss a pretty good amount of those and then go grab the ball. Ben was a big part of that.
The defense, you held them to a point a minute in the second half, and that's where the game just exploded. How many times have we said that this year? The defense, it wasn't about the threes. It was you shut them down. They could not score at all in the second half.
Well, we had vintage Stevie Mitchell tonight. And when Stevie plays with that type of spirit, as you guys know and have seen so many times, it's the head of the snake, as we say. He really does a great job spearheading our defensive end of the floor. And I just thought his energy was phenomenal. You know, he really, 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 you know, was disappointed coming off of our last game and, you know, was a guy that, you know, wanted to put his best foot forward tonight. And I thought he was as good as anyone on the court.
Of all you did, what pleased you the most?
Well, I was really, you know, happy having D. Wade back in the building. And we are undefeated when he comes to games.
Did he borrow any money from you? Rumor has it he lost some money on the court in a battle with, what was it, Travis Diener?
Yeah.
No, I think he's okay money-wise. but, man, I don't know if there's someone that's as famous as he is, that's as down-to-earth and as relatable for our guys, our fans, all Marquette. I mean, he's a Marquette guy. He's just a special, special Marquette guy. I also want to say, I want to talk about another Marquette guy. Jim McElvain was in a really, really bad car accident. So I just want to, from our program, our players, our coaches, you know, let him and his family know that we're thinking about him and sending prayers.
I mean, you alluded to it, but it's, I don't know how you tell people what a great human being Dwayne Wade is. Forget however good he is in basketball. Is that the best way to put it, or how?
He's special. I mean, he if he never played basketball, he would impact people every bit as much as he did when he played basketball. That was just kind of his chosen medium. But he has a glow about him that, you know, you saw him, Homer, when he first got here. I didn't know him at that time, but I don't know if he's always had that or if that just developed. But he's got a glow about him that says that he's kind of gotten to a point spiritually where, you know, his impact on others is incredible.
He just wants to serve. I don't know if that's the right word or
yes,
in whatever way he can. And it changes depending on where he thinks he can serve best, right? it's just a pleasure to observe. Go ahead.
Grateful for our students as well. You know, today was Student Appreciation Night. We love them. You know, we were at the union yesterday at lunch, a bunch of us from the team, taking pictures and talking to different students. Marquette's a special place because of our fans and because of our students, and it's hard to believe that we only have one more home game. Obviously, a couple road games first, but grateful for our students and the way they support us.
See you Saturday. Thanks.
Thank you.
Marquette at Georgetown on Saturday, and again, the last home game, Saturday, March the 8th against St. John's. They have finally given a time. It is now 11 a.m., senior morning, yeah, as I call it.
Senior, that's afternoon. Come on.
All right, senior afternoon. Yes, it'll be afternoon.